Marker.
Yo. Nothing could keep me detained. I retain to numb pain. Brain insane, the opposite of humane. So go against this. Animus, lyricism, you should be in witness for the end of your existence. I rap gloom, give niggas gap wounds and pack them in cacombs. Cause your lives will expire when you test the empire. AKA, body outliner. I sense you win and feast when I release the beast within. It's time to meet the Reaper's twin. So run from the truth and you might get boost. My Desi Goose will abuse and misuse your bulletproof. Then watch you spit red juice when your bones rip loose. Niggas that's full of it, bite the bullet and get they lid hit and split. Cause even teeth get eaten in this apple. I'm the type of nigga that'll clap you while you praying in your chapel. I'm feeling caskets for caddies. Cause the bastards try to battle. For example, I told this chump to stop. He didn't know the pump was talking to the pump was up the block. So you guys better realize inflammation is what you're facing. From hell, I'm armed well. Test the best. I got a medal to check. Execution staff sentenced to death. No other choice. Weapons are useless. Diverse murders with the voice.
For the window.
Yo, you ever seen him?
The window?
Yeah.
Nah. But you see us, man. Come on, man. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all wanna play ball? Mm. All right. What's up?
Yo, help me out, man.
Shake
him up, man.
In 1845, Poe wrote his most famous piece,
The Raven, a poem he wrote while he was strung out on coke and obsessed with death.
Right, the Raven is like the football team.
There's a team obsessed with death. Always get their ass kicked.
Baltimore Ravens, only pro football team to be named after a classic poem. Anyone read it? Once upon the midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary. Jamal, how about it?
Nah, I never read it.
Okay, I need those essays by next Tuesday.
Yo, man, my dad saw the window, man, about 20 years ago. Said it just like a ghost, like the ones that be in our science books and all. Just like that, man.
So what, he was white?
Ain't milk white?
You ever seen a ghost that wasn't white?
Yo, man, I'm just playing, man.
No, but I heard you killed somebody. That's why it's staying side note.
Listen, man, you got to kill an army to hide around here. Man, y'all play too much, man. Remember Sharita? The one that used to live below the window? She calls me up this one night. Bugging, dog. Bugging. Talking about she heard this tapping sound coming from upstairs by the window's place. Yo, while she was on the phone, man, she started screaming, dog. Because now the tapping that made his way down the stairs somehow. Tap. 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 And now it was on the other side of her door, dog. And she could tell it was some type of knife or something he was tapping with. She didn't know. And before she could even hang up, the phone disconnected. And that was the last time we seen Sharita.
You talking about Sharita? This should be across the street.
Come on, man. Yo, you know that girl's a crack hole.
Nah, she's right.
She be pissing, right, man. All I know is that the window's bad news, man. Rules was, if you wanted to go outside, you stay away from the window's place.
You need to stay away from your lying ass.
Yo, Jay, what you feel like? You believe me, right? You feel me?
You full of shit, dog.
Damn. So let me guess. So you go up in there, right?
Oh, man, looking out a window.
Superman,
man.
You go up there, right?
You won't go.
So I'm
saying, let them know,
go up there, right?
He's not gonna go.
This nigga's scared.
Yo, I got the next call.
So?
I dare you to go up there, right?
Right.
Whatever, man. I'll go up there.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
Big shot.
Find
it, man.
Bring it.
That's my dog.
I like this. Yeah.
Yo, D. I believe you, dog.
Man, shut up, dog. Go to class or something, man.
Hey, man.
I'm
over here.
I'm not lying to you, right? Stop. It's a vibrant day. Go over there.
Sit up
here. Take your apple, too.
Jamal's test scores back this week.
Test scores?
Assessment test. The state education department requires all the kids to take them.
He didn't tell you, did he?
Mrs. Wallace, Jamal maintains a C average, which means he does just enough to get by. It also means he does just enough not to stand out. Now, what makes Jamal's case unusual are his test results.
Oh, my God. I see him reading all these books all the time. Books I never read. Some I never even heard of. And he's always writing in his his notebooks, ever since his father left. But that's what I see. All he ever talks about is basketball.
Basketball is where he gets his acceptance. His kids here don't care about what he can put down on paper.
What up, Flop?
What up, man?
How you, baby?
Maintaining.
Look. You looking for tickets, little bro? There tonight. Side by that fella.
Come on, man. We know you got tickets.
I got four words for you. Boston Red Sox. All right? The Yanks and Sox tickets, they damn near been sold out almost a month now. All right, Mr. Fly? And by the way, why don't you go tell Camry boy over there that he need to go and back up his little cheap-ass bumper and that Mercedes over there? Go handle that. Let's go, Fly. Let's go. Yo, Jamal. Mom's call. Tell me about the test you took and all of that. What's up with that?
Nothing.
What you mean nothing? Just getting in the way of your plans or something?
Remember, it was your plan first, T.
Yeah, I know, a little college brawl and all of that, and start signing checks for everybody, solving everybody else's problems. Look at me, though. Well, hold a minute. Hold on to me. Guess this makes it our plan now.
One thing.
What up?
Don't say nothing about them test scores to nobody, all right?
Don't worry about that. I'm your brother, dog. Whatever me and you discuss, that's going to stay between me and you. Come on, dog. Huh? You just make sure you keep one thing in mind. Mom's going to know when the game is over, so you need to take your ass straight home.
All right.
Don't get into no trouble, man. Be careful. Stay safe, all right? Love, dog.
All right, T. Good luck. All
right, Jamal. Be careful, man.
Jay, you see that window?
He keeps that one cracked sometimes.
Yo, man, light's been out for 2 hours, dog. Yo, you sure you're asleep?
Man, listen, them dudes is like 1,000 years old, man. That's all they ever do.
Well, Jay, man, for the real son, I don't know about this. I think I'm...
Oh, shit. Yo.
Yo, I think I'm gonna pull the call, yo.
No, yo, I got this one.
Rats.
All right, you'll fly.
Rats, keep it. You gotta bring something out. Yo, man, if you hear us, drop down, all right?
All right.
Make sure y'all stay in there too long, dog.
Got you.
Thank you.
says he wasn't asleep. He was right there.
Yo, did you see him?
Nah, not for long, yo.
Jamal, would you stop bouncing that damn ball in the house? I got Michael Jordan's name written in dirt all over my floor.
Don't worry, Ma. I'll clean it.
I got a better chance of Michael Jordan cleaning it. Hey, if you're thinking of a shower, the hot water's taking a few minutes.
I wasn't thinking about it.
Hey, where's your pack?
I don't know.
Don't know? What do you mean you don't know?
So we wanted you to bring something, not leave something, man.
Oh, man.
Why are you trying to leave this one alone, man?
It was in your bag anyway.
I'm not talking about the damn bag.
Bet you ain't, man.
Let me teach you something. Now watch the eyes. Watch the eyes.
He's probably watching right now.
Stop.
See? You don't know about that, man.
Yo, show me
this how you do it.
I'm not gonna do anything to your car, man.
I'm sorry?
You got some worried look like I'm about to do something to your car.
And I worry about this car everywhere, not just here, so don't take it personally, okay?
It's just a car, man.
No, it's not just a car. It's a BMW.
Oh.
Because anybody who knows anything about that company knows that it's more than just a car.
Oh, anybody who knows anything about that company, so I wouldn't know anything like that, right?
No, that's not what I meant.
Last thing I knew about BMW, they used to make these plane engines when they first started. A guy by the name of Franz Papp started it all. Franz Papp. I like that name. Made this one engine before 1920. Flew 6 miles up. But Papp and his boys, it was just getting started, man. Made this one engine, the 801, World War II. 14 cylinders, 2,300 horsepower. 7 miles up. Now, if they had more time, they would have been bombing the shit out of England and maybe even won the war. That's where this comes from. White propeller zipping around a blue sky. So after the war, we told them that they couldn't make plane engines anymore. And that's when BMW gave some serious thoughts to making cars. Kind of like this one. But you probably knew all that being as you leased one and all.
Thanks for the history lesson.
No problem, man. Hey, the other night was, it was just this dare thing me and my boys do.
On why you stay the fuck out of my home. Goddamn hand off my door.
I just came to drop off that thing you asked me for.
What thing?
The 5,000 words on why you wanted me to stay out of your place. At least that's kind of the way you said it.
I'll try remembering it exactly as I said it.
Come on in, Jamal.
Hi, honey.
Okay. Sit down. Mrs. Wallace, Jamal, when we got your recent test scores, we figured there might be some interest from the private schools. Well, it turns out we were right. Mr. Bradley?
Jamal, Mrs. Wallace. My name's David Bradley. I'm with the Mailer School in Manhattan.
Mailer? Mailer Callow?
That's right. You familiar with us?
Yeah.
Jamal, Mailer Callow is not only the best prep school in the city, it's one of the finest private schools on the East Coast. Only the best go there.
As you might imagine, we're a few weeks into our fall term, but every year we like to hold some openings while we wait for the test scores to come in. Jamal, your test scores, to put it mildly, caught our attention. I'm here to see if you'd be interested in attending our school.
Jamal, we know leaving for another school, especially a private school, is not going to be easy. But this isn't the right place for you anymore. Jamal, it's not a difficult choice.
Mr. Bradley, there is no way that we could ever pay for this.
We're not asking you to.
Jamal, when Dr. Simon mentioned only the best go to Mailer, he neglected to mention that our commitment to excellence extends beyond the classroom.
I figured that.
We thought you might. Mrs. Wallace, about 40 of our students have gone on to play college ball, and 3 have made it to the professional level. We took the liberty of evaluating your play last year, and while this would be strictly an academic offer, we won't be disappointed if you choose to play. All we ask is you come out for a couple days, take a look, think it over.
Okay.
Mrs. Wallace?
Thank you.
Jamal?
Goodbye.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
I didn't knock this time, man.
To whom were you speaking?
I'll tell you that when I get my 5,000 words back.
Bolt the door if you're coming in. The man in the car?
He was from this private school. You want me to go there? You don't have to pay anything, though. We live a couple blocks from here, me and my mom. Well, brother was there a couple years ago, but he left after my dad left. My mom got tired of waiting for my dad to get himself clean. And my dad got tired of trying. But that's when I started writing.
What's your name?
Jamal Wallace.
Sounds like some kind of marmalade. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16? Mm-hmm. And you're black. That's remarkable.
Remarkable? What? It's remarkable that I'm black. I mean, what does me being black got to do with anything, man?
You don't know what to do right now, do you? If you tell me what you really want to tell me, I might not read any more of this. But if you let me run you down with this racist bullshit, what does that make you?
I'm not playing this game, man.
Oh, I say you are playing it. An expression is worth 1,000 words. But perhaps in your case, just 2. Thanks. Yeah.
Give, one hand to receive, as we eat together in unity, may our minds, bodies, and spirits grow strong. And congratulations to Jamal. Amen.
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 Did you see that?
Let me see.
Don't mess it up, man.
Let me see.
Wait a minute.
In the color, this looks like the funny man school to me.
Jamal,
you gonna be just fine, baby, bro, because mommy don't make nothing but soldiers.
You could have done the same thing.
I work at a parking lot, and I ain't just no regular parking lot attendant.
Terrell,
I am the supervisor of all the parking lot attendants.
You don't know how much money you're going to make from week to week. 1 week is $50, 1 week is $100.
Oh,
that's not a real job.
Mom, look, I rap. I get busy. You know, I got my rap thing going.
Terrell, don't bring up the rap. Eat your food.
Do you know any one of my songs?
Eat your food.
I'm going to sing it for you right now. When I come through, when I blow the spot, your son is supervisor of the parking lot. Telling Jamal my joint's hot, right, dude?
Jamal Wallace?
Yeah?
Hi. I'm Claire Spence. Bradley asked me to show you around this morning.
All right.
Come on. Don't worry about answering any questions or anything. Not till you decide what you're going to do anyway. Besides, the teachers here aren't all that into student participation.
They're too busy listening to themselves talk.
What do you mean?
We'll see.
This morning, we begin our third required reading of the semester, the study of a novel that offers everything and an author who could have offered much more.
That's Robert Crawford. He's been here as long as most of the buildings.
When William Forrester was 23, in 1953, he set out to write his first book. A lot of aspiring authors talked about writing the great 20th century novel. Well, William Forrester did it. On his first try.
Have you read this?
Unfortunately, for whatever reason, his first try was also
only
his last.
About a dozen times.
This was the only one he chose to publish. For all we know, it was the only one he chose to write. Your job over the next week, is to read it and tell me why.
So, you gonna be back tomorrow?
Yeah, they want me to spend some time on the course.
Yeah, I heard. Graduation was a little rough on last year's team, that's all. It's just like college, right? You get an education and they get what they want. Or maybe you both get what you want.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's very nice meeting you, Jamal.
You too, Claire. You gonna be around tomorrow?
Not where you'll be, but you might be able to find some lunch.
I didn't say those two words the other day.
Why didn't you?
Because I want you to read some more of my stuff. You know, they talk a lot about you out there, right? All this legend bullshit. They got some stories, though. People wonder if you killed somebody. That and wondering why you've been in here so long. I wouldn't move, though. I'd stay for the quiet, you know. You don't hear nothing in here. Our place? Got these noisy neighbors. The kid's always yelling because he's only a year old. Or pops is yelling because the kid's making noise. And then mom's on top of that is yelling. But then that's a different kind of yelling because, you know, that's when the old man's playing the tunes for her and she got her head banging up against the wall. She'd be screaming like, ah, oh.
You better stir that soup.
What?
Stir the soup before it firms up.
How come ours never gets anything on it?
Come on. Closer. Now.
And you got somebody doing that kind of yelling?
What I have here is an adult male. Quite pretty. Probably strayed from the park. A Connecticut warbler.
You ever go outside to do any of this?
You should have stayed with the soup question. The object of a question is to obtain information that matters to us and to no one else. Huh? You were wondering why your soup doesn't firm up? Well, probably because your mother was brought up in a house that never thought about wasting milk in soup. Now, that question was a good one. In contrast to, do I ever go outside? Which fails to meet the basic criteria of obtaining information that matters to you.
All right, man. Guess I don't have any more soup questions.
No?
Why'd you say all that stuff before about me being black?
It had nothing to do with you being black. It had everything to do with me finding out just how much bullshit you'd put up with.
Oh, so you knew I'd come back?
Yes, just like I know you'll go to this new school.
Well, how do you know that?
Because there's a question in your writing suggesting what is it you wish to do with your life. And that is a question your present school cannot answer for you.
Let's
match up. Wallace, you take Hartwell.
I got boys.
What's up, man? I'm Jamal.
Just check it out, right? Check the ball.
Go, guys.
Come on now. Ball's in.
Come on.
Way to go. Way to go, gang.
Oh, D up.
Come on.
Let's go, garbage.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Step up, step up.
I want to leave the trash talking back home, all right?
Huh? What?
Look, see that goofy look off your face. What?
All right, I'm making you my son right now.
Right.
You're my son right
Come
now.
Come on.
Let's go. Come on, man.
What?
You're too small.
What?
You know.
Nice hand.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, well, a little defense would be real nice.
Coach, you're right. A little defense.
Let's go. Trying to get past the line.
What did you say?
To get past the line.
Pressure. Too much.
I need some help. 10 seconds. Let's go the other way.
Six. I'm taking your spot.
Taking what?
I'm taking your spot.
Taking nothing. Come on.
Ooh.
Go. All
right. My court. That's how we play it down here, man.
That's right. John Hartwell's just a rich kid who wants as much of the spotlight as he can get his senior year. That's all it is.
They take things real serious around here.
Yeah, well, it's a serious place. Serious enough that I usually end up here getting lunch on my books most days.
Who said you're working on?
Forrester's book.
Don't you said you read it a dozen times?
Yeah, I know, but look at this. My dad got it for me. It's in early printing.
Listen, I gotta go.
But you just got here.
I know, but I forgot something. I gotta check up on something. I'll see you later.
Planning to make these visits a habit.
Well, you said you knew I'd be coming back.
Yes, but I thought you meant once.
I need some help with this thing they got us doing at school.
Yes, this thing at school. And what thing are we talking about now?
You ever read that? I'm trying, man. I just can't seem to get past the first 10 pages, though.
Well, I recall. Quite a while to get past those pages myself. Oh, Christ, you've dog-eared one of them. Show a little respect for the author, huh?
That's you, isn't it? You're the author. I read the whole thing. It's not bad, especially the part...
Hey, I know what it is. The last thing I need is another person telling me what they think it is.
I wasn't going to say that, though.
Oh, and what were you going to say? I should tell you everything about me?
Well, I told you about me.
You could learn a little something about holding back. I ask you not to say anything to anybody about, us. Is that something I can trust you on?
Yeah. I promise.
Fine.
And if I ask you to keep helping me with my writing?
There'll be no questions about me, my family, or why there was only one book.
Then I won't ask.
Good. And good night.
What's it feel like?
What?
Writing something the way you did.
Perhaps you'll find out.
Listen, you fall for nothing.
How old are you again?
Why?
Because I get
38.
You're still in high school.
Your mom
man.
Didn't do that.
She started touching dancing.
You know who this last friend?
She started me up.
Too much cookies. Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah, Teresa, go, man.
Don't worry. I like the beat.
You have a problem with that?
Huh?
I like the beat.
Ain't that what
damn.
It don't make a difference because it's just like when I'm with all three of your mothers, so it don't really matter.
Oh.
It's like having one.
I know you're not talking about no mother.
Hold on.
After my arena. You got beat like Tina in school.
I thought it was
easy to smack you up.
Listen,
don't be a girl.
Throw it at your mama.
Everything's still towards your mama.
Everything's still towards
your mama.
Your mama.
It's all in your tank.
I'm doing your mama.
It's all in your tank, brother.
Are you laughing? Why you laughing?
No, man. Yo, man. Your glass is like a whole bottle.
Classic.
You ever met somebody famous?
How famous?
Like, I don't know, like, somebody people would know.
Nobody like that comes around here, man.
Are you here for good now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get started.
Shh. Oh. At least I look good, right?
You'll all be pleased to know that this year's writing competition has now been scheduled. For those who choose to take part, all entries must be turned in before spring break, which means you all still have a few months of procrastination left. Feel free to experiment with a more proactive approach. The... Mr. Wallace. Please. Mr. Wallace, I had a chance this morning to review the file sent up by your former school. Test scores impressive. Actual classroom work, not so impressive. Is this the level of work I should anticipate, Mr. Wallace? Because if it is, it will go a long way toward helping me determine whether I should treat you as a student or as someone who is here simply to pursue, well, how should I put it, other endeavors? Of course, your work will give you ample opportunity to respond. Good day, Mr. Wallace.
Just so you know, you haven't got that the right way.
How's that?
Well, you didn't say anything. Just the ones that do the running the trouble. It's your Uncle Horace.
Jamal Wallace.
So how many people do say something? And actually stay in Crawford's class? Not many.
I miss what you said.
I didn't say anything.
You read all these?
No. I just keep them to impress all my visitors.
All your visitors. We've been talking about your book at school.
People have been talking about it for years. They just haven't been saying anything.
Yeah, I think I got it down, though. I figure you were writing about how life never works out.
Oh, really? You had to read a book to figure that out?
Yeah, but Crawford's messed up on it anyhow. Says the guy having trouble after the war is really you. Some symbolism shit for all the problems you were having with everybody.
Robert Crawford.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit, though. I think there really was somebody else.
Mr. Johansson!
Yeah. Mr. Massey, another trip to your favorite destination.
I've got four bags today. I can just leave them if you like.
Oh, no. Come right in.
How you doing, Mr. Johansson?
At least a half hour before the sun goes down, then you can begin your panic-driven quest back to Manhattan.
Well, this should last you till next week. Your mail is in this one.
I see your hands.
The essentials are in
essentials.
To carry bills, and I put all the copies in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone company wants to know if you want to continue service, being as though you haven't had a call in about 6 weeks. Okay. All right, Mr. Johansson, I got your socks for the next couple of weeks, which are in this one. And I have your latest check from accounting. They wanted to know if you cashed the last one, because it's still showing up outstanding.
Not as outstanding as it once was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had company.
Oh, yes. We were just having a discussion on German automobile history. Care to join us?
No, I'm in a tow away.
Of course you are.
So I'll see you next week?
Not if I'm lucky.
Why don't you give that guy a break and do your own shopping? And why are your socks inside out?
Because socks are badly designed. The seams are on the inside, hurt the toes. In some cultures, it's considered good luck to be wearing something inside out.
And you believe that?
No, but it's like praying. What do you risk? And I do go outside. How do you think those windows get cleaned? Now, about this professor of yours. How did it feel having him tell you what you can't do?
Like he knew he was better than me.
That might show him what you can do. Why is it the words we write for ourselves are always so much better than the words we write for others? Move. Sit. Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
Write.
What are you doing?
I'm writing. Well, you'll be when you start punching those keys. Is there a problem?
No, I'm just thinking.
No. No thinking. That comes later. You write your first draft with your heart. And you rewrite with your head. The first key to writing is to write.
Is there a chance you might sit down? A season of face perfection. What's this?
Start typing that. Sometimes a simple rhythm of typing gets us from page one to page two. And when you begin to feel your own words, start typing them. For God's sake! Yes! Yes! You're the man now, dog! Jamal, whatever we write in this apartment stays in this apartment. No exceptions.
Okay, let's push it, guys. Come on.
That's a foul, man.
That was a foul. I had to spot.
I'll let you know when you got the spot.
Hey, gentlemen. Our season begins in 1 week. If I see this kind of thing one more time, I'm going to have a shooting foul to see who runs today. Is that understood?
One.
Two. Three. 11. 12. 13. 29. 48. 49. 50. Hold it. One more. 50. That was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen on a basketball court. And why do I know it was not good enough for either one of you? Shower up and get out of here.
You may think we're the same. We're not.
Mr. Wallace? Mr. Wallace?
Professor Crawford?
The latest paper you turned in. Yeah.
It displayed quite a bit of improvement from your earlier work.
Thank you.
Yes. How long did it take you to write it?
I wrote it last night.
Last night. Well, I have some things to finish up here. Good day, Mr. Wallace.
That's right. Select again.
Birds of a Feather for 600.
Answer. Vibrant in color, its name borrows from this Vivian Lee character.
Scarlet Tanager.
Oh, man, it's... What is the Scarlet Tanager?
What is the Scarlet Tanager?
See? That's correct. Select again.
Yeah, I know the rules if you want to play the game.
It was written by a writer you have never heard of. Thy duty, winged flame of spring, is but to love and fly and sing. He was writing about the song of the Tanager. Song about new seasons... New life.
That's James Lowell, man. I know who he is. I'll stay with Poor Assumptions for 800, Alex. You ever see any Scarlet Tanagers around here?
They don't stray that far from the park. So, your professor wasn't exactly full of praise this afternoon.
Nah, not exactly.
Well, there's something you should know about Robert Crawford. He wrote a book a few years after mine. And all the publishers rejected it, which was the right decision. And instead of writing another one, he took a job teaching others how to write.
How do you know all that?
Just keep in mind that bitterly disappointed teachers can be either... very effective, or very dangerous.
First step tonight, guys. Mailer on three. One, two, three. Mailer!
Straight and hard, not yet.
Cubs, eh? Well, Bill, you was in there tonight?
26 points. 8 out of 10 from the floor, 10 from 10 from the line. Supposed to miss any of that, man?
It was hot.
Supposed to miss everything on that stat page, man. I'll let you know.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, brothers is going by Red Rose, man. I told him we catch up. Friday night, kid. Come on.
Hey, Jamal. You plan on doing that every night?
It worked out, I guess.
I say it worked out.
This is Fly.
Hi, Fly. I'm Claire.
How you going?
Your friend Jamal?
Claire! Come on!
I'm coming. Hey, don't hold that bus up too long. I see you, Fly.
Yeah. All right. The hell you working there, man?
Shut up, man. Yo, about Red Rose. I ain't gonna make it. I gotta go over to this dual house. I think they do it every year. We'll be going off on this, man.
Yo, you big time. You best be going, man. I don't know what's bust up, man.
Are you gonna be around this weekend?
Where do you think I'm gonna be in? The Hamptons? Before that?
Of those things?
Yeah, a few.
Do you want to get outside for a while?
Yeah. You know this place?
I live in this place. Come on. They'll be in there till midnight congratulating themselves on your game, which means I get to cram tomorrow for this test on Monday.
Test on what?
It's on the Sherlock Holmes books. They've got us tracking down all this completely worthless stuff, like who introduced Watson to Holmes, and they just give it to you because it forces you to read everything.
Looks like it might be a while.
Maybe so. This is Ren Fly. How long have you known each other?
For a while. He was born there and I was born there too.
In the Bronx?
Yeah.
Must be hard.
What?
I don't know. Maybe from your school. That's not.
No. It's hard as growing up in a place where the cops aren't even going to be in after dark. It's hard as knowing that you're safe there. It's people you need to worry about. You know you got nothing to give them.
So it's a good thing you're here?
Yeah, but these people don't think I got anything to give them either. Don't let me get by you now. Once I get by you, I'm going to score, all right?
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Now stay in front of me now, all right?
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
How about you, man?
You're bigger than I am.
Doesn't matter. You still got to play defense.
How do I do that?
How do you play defense? I'm going to show you one way here. Turn around. Turn around. Feel that?
I feel it.
Now see, I know where you're gonna go because I can feel where you're gonna move. All right, now try and move left. Okay, see, I'm still here. You can't get around me because I feel you moving left. Now try and go right. See, I'm still here. I feel when you try and go right, so you can't go there neither. Now try and get by me. You gotta dribble first.
Dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Dribble. Okay. Like this?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Claire.
Daddy?
Some of our guests are leaving.
I'll see you on Monday, okay?
Oh, Claire.
Yeah?
It was Stanford.
Excuse me?
At the bar in London. He's the one to introduce Watson to Holmes. Might actually save us some time after everybody's done in there.
You know how long I've been working on that, man? It ain't one season of Face Perfection. Feel like I've been working on it for two or three seasons. Oh, you're in that place where you can't even hear me, huh? Like, I could ask you why you never moved out of this neighborhood and you wouldn't even get pissed when you break
the rules. Three starts with a conjunction and. You should never start a sentence with a conjunction.
Sure you can.
Well, it's a firm rule.
No. See, it was a firm rule. Sometimes if you use a basic conjunction at the start of a sentence, it can make it stand out a little bit. And that may be what the writer's trying to do.
And what is the risk?
Well, the risk is doing it too much. It's a distraction, and it could give you a piece of run-on feeling. But, for the most part, the rule on using and or but at the start of a sentence is still pretty shaky, even though it's still taught in too many schools by too many professors. Some of the best writers have been ignoring that rule for years, including you.
Well, you've taken something which is mine and made it yours. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
The title is still mine, isn't it?
I guess.
Well, it was the neighborhood that changed, not me.
Man, please, I ain't seen nothing change.
You ain't seen nothing? What in the hell kind of sentence is that? Huh? When you're in here, don't talk like you do out there.
I was messing with you, man. It was a joke. Go ahead. I want to hear about the neighborhood back when people were still reading your book.
What did you say? You said back when people were still reading my book. Didn't you?
We have 24 copies. But I'm sorry. Did it check down?
Oh, well, thank you anyway.
Any luck? Did you get on the waiting list?
Hey, man, your book was checked out. And yes, I did pay for dinner. It cost me $13, so I guess you made your point. I tried to call you to see what kind of food you wanted, but the phone kept ringing.
I took the bell out 20 years ago.
Let me ask you something.
Come
a guy like you, waste his time reading National Enquirer.
What's wrong with it?
I mean, it's trash, man. You should be reading, like, the Times or something.
I read the Times for dinner. But this is my dessert.
They got some contest at school, this writing thing. You ever enter one of those?
Writing contest?
Yeah.
Once. A long time ago.
Did you win?
Well, of course I won.
Like money or something?
The Pulitzer.
Oh. Well, they make all the students get up and read in front of everybody.
What the hell's that got to do with writing? Writers write so that readers can read. Let someone else read it.
You ever read your own book?
In public? Hell no. Barely read it in private. You know those things you do, that coffee shop reading shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know why they do it?
Sell books, I guess.
Because they want to get laid.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Women will sleep with you if you write a book?
Women will sleep with you if you write a bad book.
Did it ever happen to you?
Sure.
Did you ever get married?
Not exactly a soup question, is it? No. No, I never did. But I learned a few things along the way, which might be of help with this young lady you're always talking about.
Like what?
The key to a woman's heart is an unexpected gift at an unexpected time.
You're giving me advice on women.
Unexpected gift, unexpected time.
This is so unexpected. Jamal.
It's not a first printing or anything. But...
Oh, my God.
What happened?
This is a fine copy. I can't accept this. I mean, it must have cost you a fortune.
It didn't cost that much, really, though. Maybe the bookstore missed it.
Bookstores don't usually miss this stuff.
So how'd you end up going to Mailer?
Mailer was originally an all-boys school, so my father did what anyone in his position would do. He got on the board and changed the rules. And every kid there knows it.
They would have done it anyway.
It doesn't change anything. I'm still Dr. Spence's daughter. Jamal?
Yeah?
That night at my home, after the game, when you were showing me how to play basketball, is that all you were showing me?
Listen, I don't think that's gonna work.
What?
That?
Why not?
Ask your father.
Jamal, I'm not asking for some kind of prenuptial agreement here. It's just a question. Why does everything have to be so black and white with you?
I forgot what the question was.
You don't forget anything, Mr. Stanford.
You don't think he wrote it? That's a serious accusation, Robert. You come to the faculty board with something like this.
I'm aware of how serious it is.
It's remarkable work. You recognize any of it?
It smacks of something. But I don't know.
The boy does well in my class. He had good scores coming in. Maybe all he needed was some direction.
God, he's a basketball player. From the Bronx.
Who just happens to have won 17 straight. For a school that likes winning. Oh, but have you considered that he might just be that good?
Not this good.
Do you know what the absolute best moment is? It's when you've finished your first draft. You read it by yourself. Before these assholes take something that they couldn't do in a lifetime and tear it down in a single day.
People love that book, man.
I didn't write it for them. When the critics started... all this bullshit about what it was I was really trying to say. Well, I decided then, well, one book was enough.
William, that was 50 years ago, man.
Well, you told me he's dead.
William, man, I actually spent money on these tickets. Come on.
Is it still light outside?
It's nighttime, man.
Well?
You look good, man. I mean, it's not the latest stuff.
I wasn't asking how I look. I was asking, are we ready to go?
Oh, yeah, come on, man.
You're William.
To get out, right?
A long time ago.
Well, what happened?
How the hell should I know? I didn't keep track of the time.
Sorry for losing you back there.
Yeah. No apology needed.
Well, good. We got one more place. It's quiet and it's on the way home.
Only got 10 minutes.
All right.
Keep it going. Take that, smoker.
Ground level. How's the roof built?
Why did you bring me here?
Because it's your birthday, man. I looked it up in the almanac. They don't even have you in the dead people section yet.
Figure with all the games you watched,
with whoever you watched them with, probably never got down this close.
What the hell are they doing on the dirt?
What you worried about, man? You acting like they gonna play a World Series championship game or something. Relax. My brother and I, we were here for every game till he left for the war. I thought it would be the same when he came back, but he talked a little less and drank a little more. I promised my mother I would help him get through it all. So I caught up with him this one night, and I was already half a dozen drinks behind. So we had a few more. After a while, he tells me he wants to drive me back to the apartment. I said, no thanks. Right. They were all still living there then. I just stood there and watched them drive off. Makes it through the whole goddamn war. I let them drive. Later that night, the nurse was typing, whatever it is, the typer. And you know what she tells me? She tells me how much my book meant to her.
My brother's getting cold in the next room. And all she can talk about is a book. Well, everything changed from then on. Within 5 months, I'd buried him, my mother, my father, all of them here, in the Bronx. We'd spend our summers here. And if we were lucky, the fall.
A lot of falls with those teams.
Not enough.
The rest of those who have gone before us cannot steady the unrest of those to follow. You wrote that in your book.
Realize that if I give you enough time, you'll find a way to amaze even me. Does he know?
No, he doesn't know.
This was one of the best evenings I've had in quite some time.
All of it?
Yes, all of it. Well,
you said you know this guy again?
He's my teacher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Seems like a different kind of dude, man.
Anyone in particular? I sometimes come here in the morning. Just me, the aspiring, and all of them. There was a note downstairs that I should come and see you. Mr. Wallace, I think it's time you and I had a very honest and very open discussion about your writing. I thought you liked it. Your recent work? I liked it very much. No, Mr. Wallace, the question concerning your most recent work isn't whether it's good. Whether it's too good. The acceleration in your progress from your old school to this one is unusual. To the point that I'm faced with drawing one of two conclusions. Either you've been blessed with an uncommon gift that has suddenly decided to kick in, or you're getting your inspiration from elsewhere. Given your previous education and your background, I'm sure you'll forgive me for coming to some of my own conclusions. I wrote those papers, man. Then you won't mind showing me. The next assignment is due in 2 weeks. I'll schedule some time for you to come to my office. I'd like to have you write it there. In the meantime, if there's anything you wish to talk about...
I'm not writing anything, man.
Which proves what?
You think if one of his two comic kids was writing these papers, he'd be doing this considering your background shit?
Two comic kids?
$1 million, man. One comma, two commas.
No. No, I don't.
Do you know what people are most afraid of?
What?
What they don't understand. And when we don't understand, we turn to our assumptions. Huh? Crawford cannot understand how a black kid from the Bronx can write the way you do. So he assumes you can't.
Just like I assume he's an asshole. You knew him, didn't you?
Crawford? No. But he thought he knew me.
So what's all this stuff about his book, then?
A lot of writers
know the rules about writing, but they don't know how to write.
So?
So Crawford wrote a book about four authors who did know. And I was the only one still alive.
And?
He convinced a publisher to buy it. So I made a polite telephone call to this publisher, telling him and others that I was in the process of writing a second book, and if they wished to bid on it.
Oh, so that's why Crawford's book went away. But you already knew there wasn't going to be a second book.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Interesting what happens when the resources aren't close at hand, isn't it?
Sounds like the rich tradition of handing in competition entries on the final day continues for yet another year. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Please, if you don't mind. Ere sin could blight or sorrow fade, death came with friendly care. The opening bud to heaven conveyed, and how nice of you to join us. That's not part of the poem. And bad it blossom there. Anyone? A little more early morning reticence than usual. Miss Coleridge. Please. Miss Coleridge, how many students would you say we have here today?
I'm not sure.
Perhaps you could humor us with a guess.
30.
Well, of that 30, there isn't one person here who knows the author of that passage. I find that remarkable. Don't you, Mr. Coleridge? Perhaps we should back into this. Mr. Coleridge, in looking at this, what, if any, conclusions might we be able to draw?
You mean about the author?
About anything. Do any of the words strike you as unusual? Mr. Coleridge, feel free to view this as the appropriate time for a response.
Air.
And why is that unusual?
Because it sounds old.
It does sound old, doesn't it? And you know why it sounds old, Mr. Coleridge? It's because it is old, more than 200 years old, written before you were born, before your father was born, before your father's father was born. But that still does not excuse the fact that you don't know who wrote it now, does it, Mr. Coleridge?
I'm sorry, sir, I don't...
You, of all people in this room, should know who wrote that passage. And do you know why, Mr. Coleridge? I repeat, do you know why?
Just say your name, man.
Excuse me, did you have something to contribute, Mr. Wallace?
I just said that he should say his name.
And why would it be helpful for Mr. Coleridge here to say his name?
Because that's who wrote it.
Very good, Mr. Wallace. Perhaps your skills do extend a bit farther than basketball. And now, if we can turn to... You may be seated, Mr. Coleridge. Turn to page 120 in the little blue book that I'm certain...
Further.
I'm sorry?
Don't. You said my skills extend farther than the basketball court. Farther relates to distance. Further is a definition of degree. You should have said further.
Are you challenging me, Mr. Wallace?
Not any more than you challenge Coleridge.
Well, perhaps the challenge should have been directed elsewhere. It is a melancholy truth that even
great men have poor relations. Dickens.
You will hear the beat of a horse's
Kipling.
Feet. All great truths begin...
Shaw.
Man is the only animal...
That blushes. Or needs to. It's Mark Twain. Come on, Professor Crawford.
Get out. Get out.
Yeah, I'll get out.
Jamal.
Leave it alone, Claire.
Hold on, please.
So that's what they do around here? They kick you out if you know something?
You have no idea what Crawford does to students who do this.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Jamal!
Do you think you should apologize?
No.
Do you?
No.
He did nothing wrong. Just beat him at his own game. But, however, it'd be a good time to be careful.
Careful? Careful about what?
Well, you've been blessed with a gift that should allow you to do some remarkable things with your life. That is, if you don't screw it up by being a 16-year-old right now.
Okay.
Jamal.
Yeah?
Got a call from the office.
All right.
Mr. Wallace, please. As you know, Professor Matthews is on the faculty board and Dr. Spencer's chair of the trustees board. The three of us have been reviewing some of the work submitted for this year's writing competition. And we were hoping you might clarify a couple of points concerning your submission. The season of faith's perfection. Your piece, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Mr. Wallace, it is standard policy with us to ask our students if they wish to credit any source material or acknowledge any other writers when turning in an assignment. Do you wish to do that?
An essay titled Baseball's Best Year, with a subtitle that reads A Season of Faith's Perfection, published in the New Yorker magazine and written by one William Forrester. Your version is actually quite original, but then, of course, there is the title in the first paragraph to consider. Isn't there?
Jamal, either you happen to have the permission of William Forrester, or... Have you some other explanation?
No. That's my paper.
Well, then, your entry is now withdrawn, and this becomes a matter for the board to consider. And bear in mind, the board does have the authority to place you on academic probation, which would, among other things, prevent you from playing basketball here in the future.
Jamal. Seeing as the board doesn't meet until next week, we've decided to let you play in this weekend's state championship. But I have to warn you that the board has a history of taking these matters quite seriously. So we would like to suggest what we feel is a solution that may satisfy these concerns.
Robert. Obviously, the most important thing is making certain this type of violation doesn't repeat itself. So... You will be required to write a letter of apology to the students you took advantage of by submitting this piece. And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
I'm not reading anything.
And I'm sure the board will take that under consideration when deciding whether to renew your scholarship.
I'm afraid you haven't left us with too many options, Jamal.
Excuse me.
Don't ever embarrass me in front of my class. Please return the pen when you've finished.
No conventional greetings today?
How come you had me rewrite something you published, man?
Be careful where you take this.
Why the hell didn't you tell me you let some magazine run with it?
Why the hell should it matter?
Man, you should have told me.
What did you do with it?
I turned it in, Ida. I had to show him something.
You promised me anything he wrote in here would stay in here.
I know. I just thought...
Shut up. What are they telling you?
I go on probation unless I write some letter saying I was wrong.
Then write the letter.
I already told you I'm not writing anything.
You got him, he gets you. Write the letter.
And you let him do that? Oh, this is supposed to be another damn lesson, huh? I'm getting tired of all these lessons, man, every time I come here. So the title of your essay is at the top of my paper. What's the lesson in that, man?
I'm not the one who turned it in.
Yeah, but you were the one who talked all this trash when all you had to say was, Jamal, keep this one here because it got printed in the New Yorker. That's all you had to say, man. I could use a little help on this one.
No. That's not an option.
Well, man, you don't even have to go anywhere.
I said that's not an option.
Sorry, man. Got a nice little history of people not helping me.
Oh, Christ, not that self-pity father bullshit.
What'd you say? Man, fuck you, William. You want to hear the real bullshit? How about you let me take it on this one because you're too damn scared to walk out the door and do something for somebody else? You're too damn scared, man. That's the only damn reason.
You don't know a goddamn thing about reasons. There are no reasons. Reasons why some of us live and why some of us don't. Well, fortunately for you, you have decades to figure that out.
So what's the reason of having a file cabinet full of writing and keeping the shit locked so nobody could ever read it, huh? What is that, man? I'm done with this shit.
Give me the ball again.
Oh, look. Jamal Wallace, here to pay us a visit, man.
What's up, man?
What's up, y'all?
Come on, yo.
Oh, we got it.
I know. I'm serious.
Go ahead.
How's your first game in the Garden feel?
A little closer than I thought. That's why I thought it might be a good time for us to talk.
Listen, Jamal, I know it's been difficult handling all of these classes with all the time they ask you to spend on the court. God knows I couldn't handle that load, not at this school. And maybe it was unfair of us to ask you to do it. I've been talking to some of the other board members in the Crawford. And... bottom line is, we don't want to pursue this any more than you do, any of it. So I'm here to present you with an offer. We forget about the whole thing. We set you up next year with an academic schedule that's less demanding.
You mean Crawford wanted that?
Crawford wants what's best for you. And for the school.
So then what am I supposed to do?
You hold up a championship trophy at the end of this tournament. You make that happen. I'll make the rest of it happen. Right? We'll finish up what you came here to do.
this is still our game. We make a stop here, and they'll have to put us on the line. When that happens, it's all over. Don't lose your composure out there. If they score, we're not going to call a timeout. I want the ball to go to Hartwell or Wallace. Okay, Hartwell or Wallace. Let's go, guys.
Go!
Looking good.
where you have to. Just let him sleep.
I'm going to turn this metal light off.
Turn the light off and come on.
All right.
He looks very happy with himself, that coyote. Look, ears down. Great big meal there. So, this is how they avoid that problem. Because he might be wily, coyote, but he's also wussy, coyote. Because they don't like getting their feet wet.
Hey! Jamal, he wrote that for you.
When?
After the game. Going back to the school this morning. It's funny though. They always let you get but so far before they take everything away from you. God, he's such a good kid, man. Then he gets to come back to this shit.
Open?
Think so.
This isn't exactly where I thought I'd find you.
Still my school, man. Want me out, they're gonna have to do it themselves.
They will.
Whatever.
The winter's darkness and cold is but a momentary prelude to the new day of spring. And while its grip seems endless, our own perseverance proves equal. We renew ourselves once again, seeking out the bright moments that will serve, therefore serve as the foundation of our future. Thank you.
Professor Crawford, may I read a few words?
What's he doing here?
Yes, of course. By all means.
Thank you, Professor. My name is William Forrester. Excuse me. I'm that one. Losing family. Losing family obliges us to find our family. Not always the family that is our blood, but the family that can become our blood. And should we have the wisdom to open our door to this new family, we will find that the wishes we once had for the father who once guided us, for the brother who once inspired us, those wishes.
only thing left to say will be, I wish I had seen this, or I wish I had done that, or I wish... Most of you are too young to know what your wishes will be. But when I read these words, words of hope and dreams, I realize that the one wish that was granted to me so late in life was the gift of friendship.
Mr. Forrester, I'm sure I speak on behalf of everyone here in thanking you for this unexpected visit. The quality of your words is something we should all aspire to reach.
Mr. Forrester,
may I ask, to what do we owe this honor?
Professor Crawford, I spoke here today because a friend of mine wasn't allowed to. A friend who had the integrity to protect me when I was unwilling to protect him. His name is Jamal Wallace.
Jamal Wallace is a friend of yours?
Yes. Yes, he is. I helped him to find his own words by starting with some of mine, and in return, he promised never to say anything to anybody about me. A promise which he kept.
Mr. Forrester, while your visit appears to be heartfelt, I'm sure you will appreciate that it will not change or interfere with this institution reaching a fair and proper decision in his case.
Oh, there's one more issue here. Those words that I read today, I didn't write them. Jamal Wallace did.
That has no bearing on the decision concerning Robert. Mr. That, as director of this competition, I have final say
in this matter.
Robert,
sit down. I have been a teacher for more than 30 years. That's long enough to know that integrity counts for something. I'd say that Mr. Forrester has cleared up this matter very nicely for us all. And as chairman of the faculty board, I have the last word in that matter. Mr. Wallace, you are excused from next week's board meeting. Mr. Forrester, should you ever have an interest in a teaching position? Jamal, these are your words. 16. Remarkable.
I'm thinking you'll make your own decisions from here on.
I'm thinking you're about to say something more like, I always could.
Oh, no. No more lessons. But I have a question, though. Those two foul shots at the end of the game, did you miss them? Or did you miss them?
Not exactly a soup question, is it?
Let's go. You think our vaudeville act today will merit the National Enquirer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, whatever happens, I'm off. What's the word that you and your friends would use for that?
Leaving?
Oh, God.
Where are you off to?
Well, I have a homeland I haven't seen for too long.
Oh, you mean Ireland?
Scotland, for God's sake.
I'm messing with you, man. Be sure to write.
Keep sending these letters checking up on these college recruiters.
Or just downstairs. Looks like you got another one.
Word?
Yeah. I'll see you around.
All right. Jamal?
Yeah.
Hi. Steve Sanderson.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for coming down at such short notice.
No problem.
So what school are you from? Oh, no. I'm a lawyer here in town. I work with Robertson Carter.
A lawyer.
Yeah, but congratulations with all that. That's great. That's really, really, really great. We got a bunch of the guys in the office following you.
Oh.
So, but we're the legal representation for William Forrester.
How is he?
Here. We've received word that that William passed away. Sorry. He wanted you to have these things right away. William had cancer. They found it a couple years ago.
Jamal, this is crazy.
Oh my God.
Wow. Look at all these books.
Dear Jamal, someone I once knew wrote that we walk away from our dreams, afraid that we may fail, or worse yet, afraid we may succeed. You need to know that while I knew so very early that you would realize your dreams, I never imagined I would once again realize my own. Seasons change, young man, and while I may have waited until the winter of my life to see the things I've seen this past year, there is no doubt I would have waited too long had it not been for you.
Hey. You gonna be here a while, man?
Just can't watch the eyes this time.
You'll be okay, man. Come on. Come on, man. Stop.
Myself.